Ra is the name of the god who is the creator of the world. Ra'et is the name of the goddess who is the creatress of the world. Ra and Ra'et are two halves of a whole, two sides of one coin. That whole, that coin, is the great spirit of the Supreme Being. Ra, Ra'et, together, are the great spirit who brought into being all of creation. They are the divine living energy moving throughout all that exists. Just as solar energy and heat move throughout the earth, the atmosphere of earth, throughout your body, throughout the bodies of plants, animals, minerals, so does the great spirit, Ra, Ra'et, move throughout, animate, give life to the planets, sun, moon, stars, plants, animals, humans, the black substance of space, all that exists. Fundamentally, the Supreme Being's creative spirit, creative power, is who we call Ra and Ra'et. Ka is the male name, and Ka'et is the female name of the black substance of space. This substance is truly a divine substance. Ka and Ka'et are two halves of a whole, two sides of one coin. That whole, that coin, is the great soul of the Supreme Being. Ka and Ka'et, together, are the great soul who determines the form of all of creation. They are the consciousness, divine intelligence, operating within all that is created. Just as the tree comes into being and develops according to the design that existed in the seed, so does all of creation come into being, unfold, and take form according to the divine design of the great soul, Ka, Ka'et. Fundamentally, the Supreme Being's creative consciousness, creative intelligence, is who we call Ka and Ka'et. Amen is the great God, the father of all. Amennet is the great goddess, the mother of all. Together, Amen and Amennet are the two halves of the great whole called the Supreme Being. When Amen and Amennet come together, they function as one great being, the Supreme Being. Ra and Ra'et proceed from Amen Amennet as the great spirit of Amen Amennet. They give life to all of creation. Ka and Ka'et proceed from Amen Amennet as the great soul of Amen Amennet. They give form to all of creation. Ra, Ra'et, the great spirit, moves within the black substance, Ka, Ka'et. This is the origin of creation. It is the expansive, contractive movement of the great spirit, Ra, Ra'et, which causes Ka, Ka'et, the black substance, to vibrate and separate into various forms. Just as water vibrates, boils, when heat moves through it, creating separate spherical or circular forms, bubbles, so did Ka, Ka'et, the black substance of space, begin to vibrate according to the movements of the great spirit Ra, Ra'et, within it. It is because of the expansive contractive movements of Ra, Ra'et, within Ka, Ka'et, the black substance, that spherical, circular bodies, sun, moon, stars, planetary bodies, earth, separated and were formed within it. These creations are the children of Ra and Ra'et. The Great Spirit invests this divine living energy into its children so that its children may live, so that they may sustain life and produce. As with all of their children, Ra and Ra'et invested their energy into the newly formed planetary body of Earth. The substance of the new planet Earth was a portion of the black substance of space. Because of the movement of Ra and Ra'et within Earth, some of Earth's own black substance became fluid. This new fluid black substance of Earth is known as Mu and Mut, the male and female ocean, another child of Ra, Ra'et. Ra, Ra'et, invested their living energy into ocean so that ocean would sustain its own life and produce. As the great spirit, Ra, Ra'et, moved within the substance of Earth, the vibrations caused the black substance beneath ocean to surge outward. This black substance of Earth, which first emerged from beneath ocean, inherited the male name and title Ka, or Ka-Ka, and the female name and title Ka'et. The Earth's black substance inherited these two names from the black substance of space, Ka, Ka'et. The earthly Ka, Ka'et, this first black hill or raised land, is another child of Ra, Ra'et. Ra and Ra'et invested their energy into the earthly Ka, Ka'et, and thus the earthly Ka, Ka'et, the primordial or first black hill, is able to sustain life and produce. The earthly Ka, Ka'et, the first black land raised up from beneath Mu, Mut, ocean, is the center of earth. It is the place from which the spirits of the original humans, plants, animals, minerals, first receive their physical earth bodies in order to live, act, and execute their divine function in the world. Just as the great spirit, Ra, Ra'et, caused the black substance of space, Ka, Ka'et, to vibrate and separate into various forms, so did the movement of the great spirit through Earth's first landmass cause separation and development of some of its matter into various physical forms. These physical forms became the flesh within which the spirits of the original humans would enter. Afu means flesh, as in house or place of residence. Your flesh is a house or place of residence for your spirit. You are a spirit, a living energy moving throughout a body. Your spirit gives your body the ability to stand, walk, move, act. When the sperm cell of your father and the ovum cell of your mother united to become one cell, this newly formed physical cell became a place of residence for your spirit, and your spirit entered. 40 weeks later, you were born into the world. When death occurs, your spirit will leave the physical body. It will no longer reside in that particular house. When Ra, Ra'et, moves through matter, matter becomes Afu. Matter becomes the flesh, the house or place of residence of the great spirit. As Ra expands through matter, matter becomes the flesh of Ra. He is thus called Afu Ra. As Ra'et contracts through matter, matter becomes the flesh of Ra'et. She is thus called Afu Ra'et. As Afu Ra invested his energy in the earthly Ka, primordial black hill, the first land to emerge from underneath ocean, the energy of Afu Ra gave life to Ka. This first landmass is thus known under its male name as the Ka of Afu Ra, Afu Ra Ka. As Afu Ra'et invested her energy in the earthly Ka'et, primordial black hill, the energy of Afu Ra'et gave life to Ka'et. This first landmass is thus known under its female name as the Ka'et of Afu Ra'et, Afu Ra'et Ka'et, Afu Ra Ka, Afu Ra'et Ka'et. Afu Ra Ka is the region of earth where the primordial black hill Ka, Ka'et, first emerged from underneath Mu, Mut, ocean. Eventually, the rest of earth's landmass would emerge from ocean and separate. Afu Ra Ka, Afu Ra'et Ka'et, is the region of earth where the goddesses and gods, the children of the great god and great goddess, Amen and Amennet, first descended and took up residence in nature. Afu Ra Ka, Afu Ra'et Ka'et, is the region of the earth mother where our ancestresses and ancestors were born, lived, where they produced, worshipped, created, procreated. It is the place where they died, where their bodies, the first human bodies, were buried. It is the place from which their spirits crossed over into the spirit realm. Afu Ra Ka, Afu Ra'et Ka'et, is the region of our earth mother where our ancestresses and ancestors were born as Afu Ra Kanu, Afu Ra'et Ka'etnut, the people of Afu Ra Ka, Afu Ra'et Ka'et. It is where the male individual, Afu Ra Kani, and the female individual, Afu Ra'et Ka'etnit, realize this physical and spiritual tie to Amen Amennet, Afu Ra, Afu Ra'et, Ka, Ka'et, the earthly Ka, Ka'et, the goddesses and gods, the ancestresses and ancestors, where they realize their tie to one another, to animals, plants, minerals, the nature spirits, all of creation. A drop of water is born of ocean. A ray of sunlight is born of sun. A grain of sand is born of earth. Your being is born of the great being, Amen, Amennet. Your spirit is born of the great spirit, Ra, Ra'et. Your soul is born of the great soul, Ka, Ka'et. Your body is born of a greater body, the earthly Ka, Ka'et. The black energy substance in our organs and our skin, that which gives us our color, is derived of the black substance of space and was inherited through the bodies of our ancestresses and ancestors from the primordial black hill of earth. This black substance, melanin, whose male name is Kanu and female name is Ka'etnut, is an energy substance made by Amen Amennet to be an instrument capable of receiving and transmitting the full divine living energy of the Great Spirit. It is the substance which allows our physical bodies to function properly as houses, places of residence for Ra, Raet. Kanu, Katnut, melanin, is the substance in the bodies of our ancestresses and ancestors, which allowed their bodies to become possessed by the spirits of the goddesses and gods during rituals of song, dance, prayer, marriage, copulation, conception. This was an infusion of divine energy into our families, those of our families who had remained in Afuraka, Afuraikait, those who had not yet left to populate other parts of earth. Our descent from the original Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, the original people of Afuraka, Afuraikait, our descent from those families who remained in Afuraka, Afuraikait, to receive the spirits of the goddesses and gods, our ability through Kanu, Katnut, melanin, to properly receive and transmit the fullness of that divine energy, our incarnation and reincarnation through these families. It is these things that identify us as Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, people of Afuraka, Afuraikait. It does not matter where we go now on earth, where we are born on earth. Our identity as Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut is maintained. We remain Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, in the physical world and the ancestral realm.